I need a volunteer. Thomas has trialed this. We're going to do some shopping together, okay? So to go shopping, this is my rucksack. Well, it's not really my rucksack anymore. It was my rucksack that I used to bring to work. And then it started snowing. So then Steve stole it from me and Lucy bought me a new one. And it's so amazing and so fantastic, I would not use it for this challenge. So this is the one that's going to get used for the challenge. So who would like to come and do the shopping? Your brother is offering, Thomas. You did the trial testing. Is this wise? It's fine. Parents are saying it's fine. Okay, come along then, Jack. Let's get this on you. And we're going to do some shopping. Okay, so we'll just make it real. So I'm putting it on you. And you go, when you go shopping, so you can go shopping there and come back and then I'm the shop. Yeah, that's fun. Let's play shops. I love this sort of game. Lovely. Nice light on our way to the shops. Fantastic. Okay, now this shop is called Worry and Anxiety and Problems and Troubles. It's a very strange shop, isn't it? What I need you to do is turn around, because as we, these people are going to buy these items, I will then put it in your bag. Any suggestions? Wait, you tell me. We're going to go with squash first. Well, it's quite, this is quite a full one. So is this maybe a health worry? Is this a, what is this? This is a money worry. Yeah, lots of people can relate to that, especially with the bills going up at the minute and the cost of living. You don't have that worry. You might do in a minute, I tell you. What about, this is, it's Tassimo Latte. What do we think about a bit of a, what could that be? Any idea? Because it's lightish, but it's going to get on. If you have to carry it for long, it's going to start being a bit of a problem. Maybe the maybe the teachers asked you, you need to come in and see me after school or something. Or maybe your child has not said Happy Mother's Day or given you. Maybe it's just a little bug. You know, it's like a little bit of a something. Oh, should we go for this? We're ready. This is what was left over from the other weekend. Now this one is a big stonker. We're laughing, but this would not be nice carrying this around. So what do we feel? What worry or trouble do you think this could be? This could be something like bereavement and trauma. You know, I think we have to be aware. Illness, a really bad illness. A lot of us can carry this around. I'm going to put this in. All right, Jack. She said the sprouts seem to go, don't squash the tassimos. How are we doing? You're fine. Good, good. Okay, we got a bit of... This is a bigger bag than you might normally have. That's because we have to cater for so many here. So it's all right for a minute, but it is going to start weighing down. Any other thoughts or suggestions? Relationship worries. Actually, you know those things that come in that all of a sudden you go... I'll tell you an example. Just pick on Steve for a minute. Yeah, just because he understands these things and I know him well and I know it, I didn't need to be offended. But I was getting ready for work and I saw him walk outside the house the other day and drive off. I went, oh, bye then. Now, I could have thought, what did I say this morning? And I could carry this around all day. What's the matter? What does Steve, you know, what did he mean by that? All right. Now, a bit of malted milk. They're light and they're lovely, but this could get on our nerves because it could be that last bit that tips you over, Jack. You know? What do we think? No, please don't fall over. You'll squash the food. Nagging, or just something that keeps. Oh, okay. Maybe when you're being nagged at, yes, it's the same thing again and again, and you really can't hear it that one last time. Are you all right there? Or she's. You have to. Oh, okay. Okay, we got a nice big, this actually, afterwards everybody, if you need some cheese, we have two bags of these, please take them. Okay, this is leftover as well. So this is a 2 kilogram bag of cheese. that could go mouldy and festery if it's left out of the fridge for too long. So maybe those things we push under the carpet and actually we end up tripping over them because they are getting bigger and bigger. Right, you ready for this? There's 2 kilograms going in here, Jack. In a minute, we might have to try and do this up. I wonder if the zips, I don't think the zips can handle it. Now, these are light, aren't they? Light and fluffy. They're apparently not many calories. Unless you eat quite a few of them. If you're going to eat all 24 of them, well. But it could be the thing that tips you over. You know, I burst into tears the other day over having cold water. Why? Because it was the last straw and I couldn't cope with any more because I was starting to feel weighed down. Do you understand that? Yeah? Do anybody else get it? Oh, it's just me, maybe. This sermon is just for me this morning. Hang on then. Let's put this. This has got lots of pockets in. It is going in there. It is. Right, now take a walk home, Jack. And come and tell us how that feels. He's going to say it's absolutely fine. You're slower than usual. Can you imagine, like, you know, if you're going up the plump hill?
I would never make it.
You'd never make it. So, we have to be really careful. I'm going to unpack at home now. Carrying these things. Because eventually it will weigh us down so much that we will start to wear a bit of a frown on our face. Yeah, fine now. And actually, remembering these verses, what have we got left? Malted milk. Thank you very much, by the way. You did really well. Thank you. We have to be really careful. Thank you, Jack. I think I might just come over here a little bit because I just want to use it. And can I move around? Is that all right? I'm going to read those verses because I think, hopefully, if you're like me, I like to see visual and it just kind of goes in. So Matthew 11, come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me. For I'm gentle and I'm humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Anybody searching for that real rest inside, not necessarily physical rest? For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So twice there, they've used a bit of a funny word that you might only associate with eggs called yoke. And I don't know if anybody has seen pictures of cattle together and they've got like this piece of wood around both of them and enough space to put their heads through. And as they, in the old days, are ploughing the fields because they didn't have tractors and they would pull together, they are sharing the burden. Jesus is saying, I will come alongside you and all those weights that you're carrying, I will take the load off you. I will walk side by side with you. And those verses are really important. But are we willing to open our lives to him here? It says, learn from me. Are we willing to do that? 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. So God cares for us. He loves us so much. He wants us to share our worries, our concerns and anxieties with him. But it's a funny word, cast, again. So we actually have to do something. We have to give it. So I'm going to come here and I'm going to give all of this shopping to Jesus. All those things you mentioned, doctor's appointments, worries, health, jobs, finances, relationship issues, whatever it is. It's here on the table. I've unloaded it. Now, this is kind of a female trait, but I know some of you men that do this. So you've given it, and you're walking off. Oh, you are lighter. I just want to worry about this bit a bit more. You know, and you take it back. We take them back. because we're like, well, yeah, but I've got to now approach, was this relationship? I don't know. I've got to now approach that neighbour that looked at me funny and said a funny comment the other day, and it's been bothering me, really. Well, what was that? I'm just going to, Lord, I know you probably can sort it, but I'm just going to take it back and have a little worry over here about it, because I just got to know in my head how to sort it, rather than saying, Jesus, I cast that to you, it's gone, and I'm going to go, and I don't have to think about it anymore. It's gone. And actually, I'm out the door meeting my neighbour. How are you? Good to see you. It's gone. It was dispelled. Now, that's just a very simple example. I'm not saying how easy everything is, but we do have this tendency to kind of put it all back in and go, lovely Lord, but I'll just have a few. And I'm just going to, because if I just stay over here a bit and I'll have a cup of tea and I'll sit and I'll try and see, can I sort through those issues? Will that bill go away? Will that problem go away? Well, no, it won't. And Jesus isn't saying he will take it away, but he said, if you will leave it with me, I would take the weight of it. I will carry it so that you don't have to. Hope that helps, that illustration. So looking at Hannah's life. Now, that was, to me, an amazing story. Very serious issue that she had, very burdened, very anxious, very worried about the fact she couldn't have children. It says then, verse 18, when she was praying, Eli said, may your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went away and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast. So, I don't know, do you ever get so tied up in knots you can't eat? So worried that you can't swallow? I know some people go the other way, but I tend to not be able to swallow. And it was showing, a bit like what I showed with Jack. When you're rooted down like that, you stop pulling a face, you're frowning all the time, because you are carrying so much anguish. That's normal. But as the weight is lifted off, it said, oh, she'd left it. Or she'd done that big prayer. She was on her knees and then she left it. She could finally go home and have her dinner and enjoy it. And she started to not look. Didn't say she was doing cartwheels and excited and happy, but she wasn't so downcast. And that was her trusting in God that he would carry her burdens. In Philippians 4, it says, don't worry about anything. It says instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he's done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace guards our hearts and our minds as we live in Christ Jesus. So again, you have to do something. You have to believe in Jesus. Believe that he is there for you. And instead of worry, to pray. Now, this is a very supernatural thing, because it says it's something that actually we can't understand. Why would you be peaceful if you've had bad news? Why would you be calm? Why that in the natural, we do not do that. So this is what's called a divine exchange. As you give God that burden and that worry, he goes, there you go. I will give you my peace. And what's it going to do? It's not just going to make you feel a bit lighter. It's going to protect all the hurt, all the other things that could come in your heart. It's going to protect your mind so you do not dwell. You do not go back and pick up that shopping, Louise, because you know that you can be confident and trust in God. So those two things are exactly what Hannah did. She was so desperate and so full of anguish. She was on her knees and she did anything. She even said, actually, if you grant me a son, I'll give it you back. And he will serve you all the days of his life. She just wanted a child. God knows what we need. God knows the difficulties we go through. He knows the matters of our hearts. We will always face difficulties and burdens. The troubles are not going to go away. There's a song that I absolutely love. and it's of Jesus talking to you. And we're going to have a bit of reflection on everything that I've said, and just really for you to think about what's going on in your own life. And Amy Grant wrote this, it's called Lay Down Your Burden. And so this is Jesus talking to you. I will carry you, I will carry you, my child. Lay down your burden, I will carry you. I have walked on water and calmed a restless sea. I've done a thousand things you've never done. And I'm watching while you struggle on your own. Why don't you call my name and I will come. Lay down your burden, I will carry you, my child. I give vision to the blind, I've raised the dead. I've seen the darker side of hell and I've returned. I've seen those sleepless nights and count every tear you cry. Some lessons, picking it back up, can hurt to learn. Lay down your burden, I will carry you, my child. Let's have a listen to that.
Lay down your burden, I will carry you. I will carry you, my child. Lay down your burden, I will carry you. I will carry you, my child, my child. I can walk on water and calm a restless sea. I've done a thousand things you've never done. While you struggle on your own, come and come. Lay down your burden, I will carry you, I will carry you, my child. Lay down your burden,
what if you want to experience that? Maybe you have never done that, or you have forgotten what it is like to do that and you've not put into practice for a long time, you can have that divine exchange. You can live with troubles and difficulties but not feel, oh, maybe I didn't turn myself off, and not feel the weight. And that actually is what burdens us down. Jesus, the life with Jesus, he will help you carry that load. And he will give you a peace that protects this and protects this, which is absolutely valuable.